Geothermal heating and cooling works by tapping into shallow ground where the temperature remains at or around 60 degrees throughout the year. In the summer, heat from a house is transferred into the ground, leaving the house cooler, while in the winter, the pump system does the opposite and draws heat into the house. Bill Nowak is president of the New York Geothermal Energy Organization and says while there's enough appreciation for solar and wind energy, geothermal is just as important for cutting down on our carbon footprint.
Heating our buildings is 35% of the greenhouse gases in New York State, as opposed to about 20% from generating electricity. As we move forward, we have to start going with renewable energy for heating our buildings, and geothermal heating and cooling is the way to get there.
Supporters concede, however, that it's expensive to install a geothermal system. The cost up front could be $20,000 to $30,000. Some relief could come in the form of a proposed tax credit that State Assemblyman Sean Ryan, along with State Senator Rob Ort, is calling on Governor Cuomo to sign.
This tax credit will provide a 25% tax credit. So if you put in a geothermal heating system, you're going to get back 25% of that cost from New York State.
Legislation to implement the tax credit this fall has passed in both houses. Federal credits also exist. Senator Ort added that in addition to creating energy cost savings, geothermal systems can create jobs for workers who would design and install them. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.